This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
When you want to reach out to the program, we're here hanging out. You can always take a listen. We'd appreciate it. 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Eastern for the repeat. But while you're listening, you need a question maybe. Dawn on you. You want to give us a call, 1-866-509-4545. Always love to hear from you. Mention it's for Kelly and Company. And give us permission to use your message on air. If we can, we will. 1-866-509-4545. Maybe you have questions for Accessible Media Inc., AMI TV, AMI Tele, or AMI Audio. Feedback at AMI.ca. That's the best way. Just send an email. The gang over there at Marketing and Communications will help you out. Feedback at AMI.ca. And on Twitter, you can follow along with our show and what's going on the other programs. At AMI Audio. That's the handle over there, at AMI Audio. Kelly McDonald here with Ramya Muthan.
And on Mondays, we like to check in with some tech news to start off the week. Let's bring on Michael Babcock.
It's time for Talking Tech with Michael, bringing you a shot of technology news to get your week going with sprinkles of assistive technology.
All right, we're continuing with these great big events from our big tech companies, people, and there's a few to get through today, Michael, starting with the Microsoft Ability Summit, which was last week, and there were some new announcements that were made. Can you share some of those with us?
Yeah, so I was super excited. I ended up watching part of this, and I did not go to, there were three different tracks that you could go to. I only watched what would be, I don't think they called it the keynote, but the main highlights at the beginning of the event. And I will say Double Tap Canada, Stephen Scott, and the team over there have done some great work at explaining some of these things in more detail because they have more time than what I have. So if you're interested, go give their most recent episode a listen. But one of the first things that they announced was the Inclusive Tech Lab. And this is what they are envisioning as a design incubator for disabled individuals, as well as Microsoft employees and other developers, to go and test out different experiences to see how well accessibility plays into those experiences. This started in 2017 when they created the adaptive controller for the Xbox, and that's how they initiated the tech lab. So I'm super excited to see it because apparently in 2017, the tech lab that they had there included over 7,000 individuals, including members of Congress and representatives from Sony and Nintendo, to produce a more accessible gaming experience. In the new tech lab, there's going to be different sections that people can work with. And an example of that is they have a work and play setup, which includes a home-based office, as well as a kitchen layout and a living room. And one of the things that I learned about was when I was reading an Engadget article, they explained that on the table, there's a Surface laptop connected to a Braille display, and then a mug with a tool that I had never heard of called Say When Sensor. And that will let you know when your mug is full or stuff. I've always just burnt my finger with coffee, but that is a great tool that's available out there for individuals. In addition, there was a demonstration of talking scales. And so that's the new tech lab. Microsoft also announced the adaptive accessories, which does consist of a mouse that you can customize for your needs and a hub with buttons that you can attach to it. The hub and buttons do allow you to create a wireless switch system that you can connect to your PC or you can connect it to your phone. And it consists of 8 different switches that can be programmed to perform simple keystrokes or complex macros. And they use an example in one of the videos I watched of having a dedicated button perform the control T keystroke for someone who might not be able to press two keys at once to open a new tab. Or they used the copy and paste, again, for someone who can't press multiple keys at once, to just press any of those buttons. And honestly, this really made me think of my world in automation and how I might be able to adapt the adaptive kit to be able to help me with automating tasks on Windows. There's a tool called the Elgato Stream Deck, which is not accessible to set up. And Stephen Scott was talking about this too. And I'm like, that would be nice to have a button that I could press that would disable my Google Drive and my OneDrive and Dropbox. So that way I get a cleaner connection on the internet. So that's just a couple of the announcements that was made at the Ability Summit from Google. From Microsoft.
Nice. Really, really nice. I love the idea, too, the thinking about burning your finger, because I do that and it screws up my Braille reading. Not that I read a lot of Braille. I just need to be smarter and use a different finger. Okay, Google I.O. also happened last week. What are some of the announcements made at this particular event?
So it's like Google might be listening to Kelly and Company and giving me everything I wanted. Or the rumors are getting better, but we'll stick with the first one.
No, I like
so the they announced the Pixel 6a that is coming. It'll be available in July of this year. It will have an in-screen fingerprint reader, so I'm interested to see how they handle that and what that experience will be like with TalkBack. It'll have 6 gigabytes of RAM, come with 128 gigabytes of built-in memory. There will not be a SD card, so you can't expand that memory. And then they went ahead and got ahead of the rumors, because, you know, rumors are a big thing. So they did say, we will have a Pixel 7 coming this fall. So no guessing at that. They announced that. They also announced that this fall, a Pixel Watch will be available. I'm interested to see how this works. There's rumor that the Pixel Watch is going to have a chip from 2018 from Samsung. So hopefully that's not the case, because why release a new product with an older chip? They also announced that in 2023, which I thought this was very interesting that Google is doing this, is giving hints at what's coming. 2023, they showed a Pixel tablet. So you'll probably hear more about that. And also, one thing that we should talk about, which is the elephant in the virtual room, TalkBack will have direct Braille support, so you can connect to Braille displays and use Braille input methods with TalkBack without having to go through a third-party service. The understanding at this time, however, is that Android's version of Braille support through TalkBack will not have HID, Human Interface Device, I think is what it stands for, which is the standard that comes on iOS devices and other Braille displays. I'm hoping that there's a miscommunication and that this is not the case, but we'll leave that to Google to let us know for sure, because this won't be coming until Android 13 is released. The last thing that they announced at Google I.O., of course, there's a lot more development-related things, but Pixel Bud Pros will be available come July, US $199 that will support active noise cancellation. A silencing seal, so it'll seal to your ears and provide more noise cancellation. There'll also be transparency that'll be available, and then later this year, it'll come with the spatial audio that some of us are already familiar with.
Nice. Okay, amazing. So things that are here and things that are to come as well. Sounds good. Thank you for giving us the updates on those two events. Now let's talk about Global Accessibility Awareness Day, because it's coming up. It's this week. Now tell us what this event is. Later in this show, heads up for listeners, we will be talking about GAAD with Joe Devin, who's one of the co-creators. But tell us, because we love heads ups.
That is cool. I'm going to have to definitely tune into that, because what I found out is, remember last year, Global Accessibility Awareness Day, Apple made some interesting announcements about some of the things that they'll be supporting for VoiceOver. So we'll see what happens. Global Accessibility Awareness Day is the third Thursday of May, and they encourage designers, developers, usability professionals, and anyone else to take an hour out of their day to experience firsthand accessibility and or lack thereof. And I'm super excited about it, because, as I said, last year there were some positive announcements made, and I'm sure everyone will be able to find information out on Twitter and other places.
Wow, that's amazing. And you stop and wonder how many managers, vice presidents, presidents, CEOs, whatever, get involved in this now, because it has become fairly successful. So how can I find events or submit an event for the Global Accessibility Awareness Day?
Of course. So Demasi and I talked about domains a while ago, and this is a great use of it. You don't have to have a .com or a .net. So what you do is go to accessibility.day. So not accessibility.day.com, just accessibility.day. And that will take you to where you can see what events are happening on Global Accessibility Awareness Day. That'll also allow you, if you or your organization is hosting an event, an opportunity to submit that information so we can get listed and included. So again, that's accessibility.day.
Okay, thank you. This is awesome. And you've mentioned it a couple of times, but you want to bring it up again today, the Blind Shell Classic 2 phone. So tell us what it is, a reminder on this device.
One of your contributors actually has this device because I've seen their name on a mailing list, Devin Wilkins. So definitely something that I really like. Now, the Blind Shell Classic 2 is I call it a feature phone. It's a physical, it's a candy bar style phone with physical buttons on it. It allows the end user to be able to access everything on the device. There is nothing on the phone that is not labeled or that you cannot access by using either the arrow keys on the phone or by using your phone. It uses Google text to speech. So high quality, clear speech in order to understand the phone. And it comes with eight different voices for the English language that you can access in order to use the phone.
Okay, now they've done some recent updating to the email signing process for Gmail users. What's different about that process for signing in?
So up until about a week ago, users of the Blind Shell phone had to go into their Google account and they had to disable or they had to enable less secure apps. That's not complicated at all. But they had to enable less secure apps. And then every once in a while, if they signed into their phone via email on their phone, then Google would make you confirm that it actually was you. So you'd have to click a link in the email that you couldn't get to because you couldn't confirm that the email was actually you signing in. So what they have done is the Blind Shell team has upgraded the email client to use the standard Gmail email sign-in process, which means now you go ahead and open the email, do the update if you have an update, and you then go ahead and click on login, and then it will ask you to enter your email address. You press OK after entering your email address, enter your password. It'll ask you to allow permission for Thunderbird, which is the email client they use, to access your Gmail account. You click OK, and then everything it signs in. And the best part about it is they're using the upgraded secure login process, so it's more secure for the end users.
Okay, good to know. And since we talked about it last year, what apps have been added to the phone?
They've added a podcast app, and you can get Kelly and Company in there. I did search for it. They've also added a step counter. They've added a guitar tuner. And there's probably another 5 or 10 different applications that they've added. They're trying to be inclusive of all users, not just North American users. So there is some libraries that are available that are not available for the U.S. and Canada. And the last thing that they added, which a lot of listeners will probably like, is you now can get your Audible books on the Blind Shell phone.
Very good. Sir, how can someone get more information about the device and put hands on it?
Yes. So if you reach out to the CNIB Smart Life, you can get more information about purchasing the phones, verifying what carriers in Canada the phone supports, and possibly set up an appointment in order to come and try out the phone and see what it is like.
We did it. Michael, we literally got everything with
it's
just
a first
couple
time.
Seconds to go. Wow. It honestly feels like it. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. You guys have a great rest of your show. And don't give Jeff too much of a hard time.
Yeah, Kels. He's talking to you with that one.
It's too late.
All right,
late.
Take care.
Revenge is afoot.
Have a good show.
Take care. Michael Babcock joining us on Mondays for Tech Talk. He won't be back next week because it's Victoria Day long weekend for us. No live show, but he'll be back the week after.
and we'll see how long you actually remember that for everyone who's on a Monday.
I reminded you.
Yeah, so what? Anyway, Brock Richardson, you better remind him. He's up next with our weekly sports update.
I'm Margaret Shepherd of the AMI podcast, Tripping On Air. Every month, my co-host Alex Hajar and I spill the tea on what it's really like to live with MS. Watch Tripping On Air on YouTube or download wherever you get your pods.